Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Stephanie Denton, in addition to being our friend and a fairly regular guest on the show, is a professional organizer. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a dynamic and creative personality within the professional organizing industry. Did you even know there was such an industry? Well, if you've listened to this show, you do. She holds the title of Director of the National Association of Professional Organizers and has twice been selected National Chairperson of Get Organized Week. You can see her on CNN, often on Good Day New York, and also on MSNBC. Her company is called Denton & Company, and she operates out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me back.
It's always a pleasure to have you with us, Stephanie, and I'd like to have you back. Other, in addition to the fact that I like having you on the show, because you are a very knowledgeable and an excellent guest, I like to have you back fairly often just to try to help me get organized a little bit.
Well, we'll see what we can do for you.
Boy, I told my audience, I hope you got a good night's sleep last night, because it's a hard task to try to get me organized.
Well, you just got to remember that it's just little bits at a time, the process, not a one-time event.
That's the key, isn't it?
It really is. When people think I'm going to block off this day and get organized, What they're really talking about is cleaning. You know, I'm going to clean or straighten up. But organizing is something that happens all the time. Whatever you do all throughout the day is how you're organizing your time.
You know, that reminds me, when I was learning to fly airplanes on instruments, you know, you can't see outside when the clouds are out there, and so you have to fly on your instruments. And one of the things that my instructors told me, and that you never forget, is you make little bitty corrections. You don't, in other words, if you see that you're going off course, you don't make big 5-degree correction. You make 2-degree corrections, little bitty corrections, and that's kind of the way it is. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
It's a very good analogy. It's exactly like that.
Well, what happens, see, and just to take it just one little step further, what happens when you make big corrections on flying an airplane on instruments is that you wind up swinging back and forth, and you get out of control. Because when you make a 5-degree correction one way, you've got the momentum of that correction, and then you go back the other way, and you get out of control. And that's what happens in being unorganized. If you try to make big corrections, you try to do it all at once. Actually, most of the time, when you wait and say, I'm going to do it all at once, like on a Saturday, it probably never happens. Tell us about the flow of information. That's one of the things that you talk about in your organization, is how to manage the flow of information.
It is, and this is really the root of many challenges that people face in their offices because, Jim, there is so much information coming in from so many different directions and in so many different formats and so quickly, and you're expected to turn around and respond just as quickly. And it's really, literally, sometimes people don't even get to that response stage because they're spending so much time just trying to figure out what they have and where it is and where it came from.
Small business owners are nodding their head right now in unison. And the reason is because in small businesses, where almost everything that comes in that is something to deal with other than just selling something to a customer, anything that's not the regular business of that company, the buying and the selling of a good or service, lands on the owner's desk, doesn't it? And there's not a vice president of this or that to take it off your desk if you're the owner. And the flow of that information, managing it to keep it from just inundating you, that's really the challenge for small business owners.
It is, and you're right. You see almost everything that comes in, and it's no longer that you're just seeing your mail on your desk 10 o'clock in the morning. You've got voicemail messages, and you have email messages, and you have the regular mail, and the overnight mail, and the faxes, and you get paged, and someone calls you on the cell phone.
Or somebody wants you to volunteer for something.
So it's all so many different directions very quickly. You know, a transaction that used to take a few days for someone to call you on the phone and then mail you something, and then you got it, and looked at it, and mailed them something back, that can happen in under an hour now with using fax or email.
Absolutely. What do you do? How do you handle that?
Well, I think it's really key to understanding, what's really key to helping with that is understanding that it all represents different formats of information. If you understand the that whole process consciously, then you could decide what to do with it all.
All right, we're gonna take a break, Stephanie, and when we come back, we're gonna get you to tell us how to put that information in the proper place so it doesn't overcome you. It's 29 after, folks. We're gonna be right back with our good friend Stephanie Denton. We're trying to get organized here. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you've got an organizational question, we have the expert with us right now. Give us a call. All right, we're back, Rose. Thank you for joining us. It's 33 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 888-822-8255. That's our phone number, 1-888-822-8255. Stephanie Denton is our good friend and our special guest. She is a professional organizer. Her company's name is Denton & Company, operating out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Stephanie, tell our audience how they can contact you.
Well, they're welcome to give us a ring. It's 513-871-8800.
Okay. And later in the hour, I'm going to get you to tell us a little bit about what would happen if someone called you, how all that would work. But right now, I want to get back into this flow of information that we were talking about and what to do about it. Some days, Stephanie, And this is something that you can, there's almost nothing you can do about it, I think. Some days it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I ask my people, have we accomplished anything today? And they say no. and the reason they say that is because things come in. Sometimes things come in that just inundate us. And it seems that almost sometimes there may be 8 or 10 different things that hit you in a day. And there was no way for you to see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can't keep people from calling you. You can't stop them from coming in the door. But sometimes...
Well, that's what you want as a business owner.
Exactly. Well, of course, what I'm talking about are these are days when it's always problems
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily opportunities. But what I was going to say is that there is a way to manage this flow of information, and you were telling us a little bit about that.
Information comes in several different ways, like we were talking about before the break. Sometimes it, you know, lands on your desk and all different ways. It basically boils down to, say, three different formats.
Mm-hmm.
It may come to you on a piece of paper.
Right. A fax or in the mail.
Mm-hmm. It might be an electronic format.
Mm-hmm. Email.
Email. Computer file. And it may be mental or verbal. Someone may say to you as you walk down the hall and into your office, hey, there's going to be a seminar on our new computer software next Thursday. That's mm-hmm. a piece of information that's really more in a mental format as opposed to a physical
right.
format.
Right.
And so just like you're talking about, when 8 and 10 things hit you during the day, and it's probably what came in a combination of those formats.
Every one of them.
And you have to sort of realize that a voicemail is no different really from an email, from something somebody writes on a scrap of paper on your desk, and you have to funnel it all into the same system. It all represents a piece of information with which you have to do something.
Now, one of the things that I try to do whenever I talk to someone. Like you, if you and I are talking about putting the show together, something like that, and as you know, I try to get you to put whatever I need, information I need from you in an email form
mm-hmm.
or fax it to me.
Right.
And the reason is because when you do that, it gets on paper exactly how you want it and how I need it on paper.
Uh-huh.
As you say, if we talk on the phone or if I talk to someone on the phone and they give me something verbal, I've got to write that down. And one of the things that I found, Stephanie, is the things that I write down, little bits of verbal information like you're talking about, the things that I write down on a post-it note or on a pad or on a ledger or something like that, that's the hardest stuff to manage. Have you noticed that?
Physically, the hardest to keep track of?
Yeah, to keep up with, to keep track of, and to keep organized. Mm-hmm. The email, I don't have a problem with, because what happens when it comes in, I print it out and I stick it in your file.
Uh-huh.
And when I need it, it's right in the file.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could do the same thing with what you wrote on a piece of paper.
I know, but I don't know. There's something about having these little post-it notes. Again, post-it notes are a great invention, but sometimes they. Do you ever get post-it note buildup? I guess not.
Well, maybe what's happening, actually, it's good that you're aware of that. Sometimes when it's a real small size piece of paper.
Yeah.
People are less likely to file it because it just seems like they're stuffing little scraps of paper into a file.
Yeah.
As opposed to a regular 8.5 by 11 sheet. So, hey, if you know that and you know what works for you, then that's what you're supposed to be doing. So
right.
You're on the right track with that.
Right. What about the other three formats? What should we do with those?
Well, you got your paper, your electronic, and your mental
mm-hmm.
information. When information comes in and you get ready to deal with it, you can basically only do one of four things with any information. You can throw it away. You can second give it to someone else. You can file it for future reference. And you can act on it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really your four options. And where you get a little bit of backlog or maybe perhaps post-it note buildup, as you described it, is sometimes when you haven't made the decision about which of those four avenues to take with that information.
Well, I see, and if you're a little bit of a pack rat like I am, you have this aversion to tossing things.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I toss it ultimately, but I make absolutely sure I'm never going to need it again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about this, you know, if you're a pack rat like me, you hate to throw things away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like old shirts. Are guys worse than girls about tossing things?
It's an equal challenge.
What's the research on that, Stephanie?
Equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity, huh? Okay. All right, folks, it's 39 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back. We're going to continue to talk about how to get organized. Stephanie Ditton is helping us do that. She's a professional organizer. We'll be right back. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. It's 39 after. Welcome back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stephanie Denton, professional organizer, is our special guest, and Stephanie is the president of Denton and Company. Stephanie, if someone wanted to call you, I'm going to get you to give your number out again in a second, and your email. But tell us also what would happen if somebody wanted to call you, and how you would get started working with someone. In other words, the very first steps of doing business with you. Give us your number again and your email.
Sure. Well, the phone number is 513-871-8800.
Mm-hmm.
And the email is DentonAndCompany@CompServe.com.
Now, is the and the spelled out, or is it?
It is spelled out.
Denton and A&D Company.
A&D Company.
Okay. At
CompuServe.com.
Okay. Thank you. And now, tell us how it would work. Just the phone rings and it's somebody on the other end.
The process really is starting out by helping someone figure out what do they mean by organized. When someone calls us and say, help, I want to be more organized, or I know if I were more organized, I could increase my sales or save more time,
mm-hmm.
Then we really get to the assessing the situation, figuring out what they mean by organized, and then implementing systems to help them with that. Just like we were talking about in the break, I've been doing a lot of implementing information management systems to
mm-hmm.
coordinate paper files and computer files, and set up systems so that people can find what they need when they need it. I can walk into anybody's office or situation and set them up with a paper management system that allows them to find anything 5 seconds or less.
There's somebody listening to you right now in St. Louis, Missouri, and someone listening to you in Kansas City, Missouri, someone listening to you in Maryland, in Gaithersburg, Maryland. How would you help them from Cincinnati?
Oh, well, we certainly have clients all different parts of the country.
So you help people virtually to get organized.
We help them virtually, and we travel to the site. So
okay, all right.
We do both.
And as a member of the organization, if you thought they needed some real specific help and some more, maybe a little more cost effective, you would help them find somebody in their area.
Yeah, we have all different options, different ways that we work with people. Like I said, we've got clients of all different sizes, as large as Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson and down to individual business owners.
Right. Well, I wanted you to say to tell that to my audience, because a lot of people didn't even know that there is such a thing as a professional organizer, and that's I wanted to make sure that they knew that. All right, let's move back into to talk about the four options of what to do with this information. We talked about tossing it, and being able to toss it is the real trick. Not deciding which needs to be tossed, but actually doing it.
Yeah.
And then you talk about giving it to someone else.
Right.
What do you mean by that?
You may that information may not be pertinent to you, or you may not be the person best qualified to make the decision on it. So
delegate,
that you may want to refer that on.
Or just delegate. I mean, learn, this is maybe one of the best ways to learn how to delegate. A lot of people don't know how to delegate.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Delegating is an art. So with information you don't need, you can either delegate it or refer it on to someone else.
Yeah, that's one thing that I want to point out, Stephanie, and you said you called it an art. It is a learned skill. It's something most of us are not born with. All right, what about then the next thing is file it?
So your third option for what to do with information is to file it. And if you're going to file it, you need a really good filing system,
right?
Which I find many offices don't have. People typically were not ever taught how to set up a system that allowed them to not only know where to put things
mm-hmm.
and not have to spend 10 minutes deciding about every piece of paper,
right?
But also a system that then, of course, allows them to retrieve information when they need it, because certainly you want your filing cabinets to be for information retrieval, not for paper storage.
Exactly. Now, the next one, the last one in this list is act on it.
Is act on it. If you're going to act on a piece of paper, here's where a lot of people get tripped up, Jim. I'll tell you, they leave a pile of paper out, or they have stacks around of things that need to be done. It's actually, all those papers out are less likely to alert you to things that need to be done and more likely to distract you from whatever you're trying to do at the moment. And it's
right.
really very difficult to look at a huge stack of paper and know at a glance everything that represents that needs to be done and what the deadlines are and what the priorities are. It's much, much easier to make sure you're working on what's really, truly important for your business if you translate all of that, all of the to-dos that pile represents into a physical list, a to-do list, and work from there.
You know, sitting there on your desk, all those things stacked up, there's a dozen little guilt trips in there, isn't there?
Oh, exactly.
Because you're sitting there working on a project, and you can't really focus on that project, even though the one you're working on is important, because you know that there's one in there that's maybe as important or more important, and you find your mind continually drawn back to that stack, don't you?
Or maybe you don't know that there's one in there that's more important, and you're worried about whether or not there is.
Exactly. Or here's what else happens, and this is the real world thing here, Stephanie. As you know, the phone rings, and it's somebody about one of those items in that stack, and so you literally get pulled off of the project you're working on. You get stuck back. You get back into that.
You get into and you have to put them on hold while you spend 5 or 10 minutes looking through the stack to find
boy,
what they're calling about.
How do you fix all that?
Yeah, I tell you, it's what is really the best option is to take all those papers, go through that stack one by one, write down on a list what it all represents as a to-do, and then file those papers away until you need them for working on that task.
Stephanie, can you stay with us just a little bit longer?
Sure.
I want you to tell us, as we wrap up the hour, a little bit about that to-do list. I want you to help us with that. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stephanie Denton is our special guest. We'll be right back. We are back. It's 54 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just remember the name of the show, put all the other stuff on the front and the back, and you'll be there. And when you get there, you can find out about Stephanie Denton. By her links are on my website, certainly under the pages where you'll see the where our guests have been, the listing of our guests and all that information. But Stephanie, just in case they don't go there, they'd like to know your email address right now. Give it to us one more time.
Sure. It's DentonAndCompany@CompuServe.com, and the Denton and Company is all spelled out.
Including the and.
Yeah.
And folks, Stephanie, why would you do that? Because Stephanie is a professional organizer, and if you need to get organized, then she can help you with that, and she will help you if you'll give her a call and give us the 888 number. No, it's a 513 number, isn't it?
513-871-8800.
Okay, and you'll be glad to talk to people if they just want to call and see how to get started. That won't cost them anything just to talk to you first.
I'd be happy for them to.
Thank you for that, Stephanie. Let's talk about this to-do list. You mentioned a minute ago, get things on a to-do list. Let's go down through some of the things that you need to do to make a to-do list.
To make a to-do list work well, and to make it work for you, not only to make it, but to make it work. You really want to use a to-do list to capture ideas that come to you throughout the day. so many things pop into your head as you go about your business, and you really don't want to keep those in your brain sort of distracting you and cluttering your mind, so just dump them onto your to-do list and get them out of your brain until you need to work on them.
All right, what does that look like? Is that a computer file? Is it on a legal pad? What does it look like? What do you recommend?
It depends on the person.
Okay.
Some people are very drawn to the electronic and want to do it in a handheld, palm-sized electronic organizer. Other people are more comfortable with pen and paper.
I have a client who manages his to-do list on little bitty pieces of paper. Now, he has a calendar, but in his pocket at all times are four or five little 1.5 by 3 inch, 2 inch pieces of paper that he writes his little bitty notes on, and it's amazing how organized he can be with those little pieces of paper.
Well, the real questions are whether or not the system works for you and you like it.
So nothing is wrong, is it, unless it's just not working for you?
That's exactly. Nothing is wrong. It's just whether or not it's working or not.
Right, exactly. Well, if it's not working, I think we could easily say that it might be wrong.
Well, wrong for that person.
I've got some of those situations myself. What about separating phone calls and tasks?
Those are really two different types of activities. So I find it most helpful for people if they have literally one section of the list or one column that has their tasks and one that has their phone calls. You can make phone calls much more quickly if you do them all at once. And so by bunching them together, you can just zip right down that list and you don't have to scan up and down looking for phone calls that need to be made.
Would you agree with me that one of the greatest productivity tools that we've had and we've developed and has been made available in the last few years has been the email?
The
reason I say that is because look at all the phone calls that it prevents from happening.
It's true, and on the other side, sometimes people will email things that they never would have bothered to call you about. So you do end up with more information than you would have had in the first place.
But I've actually found that that's the minority, and the majority of the situation is when the people on the other end, when we really net it out with each other, especially once you develop a rhythm with people. You know what I'm saying? Once you develop a rhythm, you start to net it out, and you just make projects move along so much faster.
I think it's an incredibly cost-effective and time-efficient way to communicate.
Stephanie, that's got to be the last word. Thank you very much for joining us today. We've got to wrap it up for this hour. As always, you've done a great job, and I actually feel a little bit more organized now that you've been here.
Well, I'm glad I could be of assistance.
You always do. See you next time, Stephanie. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, I've got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. Do you have a website?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.